Thanks for joining us for the Thursday night edition of our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Tonight, you'll hear from the girls and boys head basketball coaches of St. John's Tipton, Lakeside, Rock Hills, and Sylvan Lucas. Catch your favorite basketball team in action with our high school basketball games of the week on Tuesday and Friday evenings on KD Country 94 and Z96.3. Let's get started with the St. John's Tipton Locker Room Chats with head coaches Keith Cressine and Lance Bergman. The St. John's Tipton Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Thursday at this time by Browns Electronics in Beloit, Nextech, and by Willow Spring Services in Beloit.
And welcome back on our Locker Room Chats. Welcome to the Thursday Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Keith Cressine joining us now, the head coach of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jays. Two nice wins since we talked last, coach. You went up at Mankato against Rock Hills 47-18 on Friday night. Then Tuesday night you went over Southern Cloud, got off to a pretty good start, and you went 50-19, held them scoreless in the first quarter. But so overall, how do you feel about these last two wins for your team heading into the break?
Well, we feel pretty good at where we're at right now. We go 3-0 after the tournament. And I never felt good by the way that we played and the way that we did a lot of things. But going up to Rock Hills, we knew that they never had a lot of firepower, but it just seems like sometimes you just go through the motions. I thought the girls came out and took care of business right from the get-go, did a lot of good things, and they made themselves better. Because even though we got three wins in the preseason tournament, I didn't feel like we got any better during them times there. So we had a little talk, and, you know, we played well up the Rock Hills, and, you know, everybody was got involved in the game. And, you know, it was a fun game, but not just from winning the game, but by the way that we did it. We did things the right way. So we pick up that nice win, and then Southern Cloud, they're a scrappy team. They're aggressively defensively. If you don't do things the right way each and every time, they can be a handful, which showed when they pressed us a little bit, we wanted to dribble right into their traps. But once we got passing the ball the way we're supposed to and the way that we talked, you know, there was no pressure at all. We moved the ball around. It was a great team win. You know, Karen L. played great, and Emily and Erica has been playing a lot better, and, you know, because they're contributing a little bit offensively, but Erica played tremendous defense on Southern Cloud's best player, I thought. That's something that I haven't felt like we did well. We haven't been playing defense. But the last two games, now I realize that, you know, they weren't the Thunder Ridges that we were playing. But, you know, we got to take care of business against the teams that we're better than and do it the right way. And we picked up two nice wins to go 5-0 going into Christmas break.
So what do you do? You have the 5-0 record. What are your focuses here when you get into the break? I know you have to have some time off, just the state mandates that. But when you get into the gym, what do you want to focus on over the break?
Well, we're not letting down. We're not backing down. I told the girls to come prepared, ready for 3 days of practice the rest of this week here, because we have to make ourselves better during practice. And that's something more than probably the game situations that I don't feel like we've been getting better at. We've been kind of going through the motions, and this week we didn't go through the motions. Needless to say, we played well. I felt like, you know, we got to go into Christmas break and make ourselves better each and every practice, you know, not screw around, do the right things, make our teammates better and get better. So when we come around the first of the year, because games are going to go, conference tournament, go, and then you're in regionals, and we need to be playing our best ball no matter what happens, come regional time.
Keith Cressine, coach of the St. John's Tipton Lady Blue Jays here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks for the time. Wish you a Merry Christmas, and we'll talk to you again in January.
Thanks a lot, and wish you Merry Christmas too, Dusty.
Stop in Browns Electronics at 705 North Midland Beloit. If you're looking for a new phone, they're a Verizon authorized retailer. Check out all their new plans, devices, and accessories that are available now. Also, if you're looking for the newest in television service, they offer Dish Network plans. Dish also has the Hopper 3, a whole home DVR system that allows you to record up to 16 shows at once on a 2 terabyte hard drive, and also gives you the option to watch TV on any device anywhere, plus many more great features. Learn more at Browns Electronics, 705 North Midland Beloit, or call them at 738-3332.
From all of us at Willow Springs Services, wishing you and yours a safe and trouble-free holiday season. When celebrating this season, remember those separated from us serving in the armed services. And give it a thought to paying our good fortune forward to those less fortunate than ourselves, not only in this holiday season, but all year long.
Happy Holidays! Nextech provides brilliant business intelligence. That means if your network goes down or computer quits, you won't have to panic. Cyber attack? Data breach? Rest easy. Nextech can be your IT manager, your cybersecurity expert, your data storage system, and your hacker defense system. The list goes on and on. We defend, monitor, and respond to issues around the clock, 24/7, so you can be the expert at your business while Nextech protects it. Nextech. Phenomenal business solutions.
And welcome back here on the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94. Lance Bergman joining us now, the head coach of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jays. Coach, two games since we talked last. You win both of them. What I would say maybe your best game of the season out at Rock Hills on Friday night, winning 61-33, and then took on Southern Cloud on Tuesday and had to fight it out, but you win 48-40. What stood out here the most in these last two games, kind of a contrasting styles?
I couldn't agree more. Friday against Rock Hills is our best game. We did everything right. We executed exactly the way we had practiced, and really, I thought we did a good job, which we had, you know, a whole week to practice for that game, so we was able to come out really focused. I thought our energy was there. We got Brady back just in time for that game, basically, and then, you know, Braden Dameron, really, he finally broke out there, too, and had a nice shooting night, and had to, because they went and they were staying in the box one, diamond one, whichever way you want to actually call it, on Brandon to shut him down, because he's really lit Rock Hills up the last year in both games. And so they really focused on him, and we needed some kids to step up, and fortunately was able to. You know, we did pretty well taking care of the basketball in that game, and then the thing I was really the happiest about was probably our rebounding. You know, we had good box outs. Fundamental defense, we were playing the way we needed to. We weren't reaching, we weren't fouling, and that was a nice thing. And then, you know, we turned around on Tuesday, you know, short week, had Scholars Bowl Monday for three of the starters, and you could just tell we kind of was a little bit out. Brady wasn't feeling well again, and Kel wasn't feeling well. And then immediately we come out, we don't play good fundamental defense. We're reaching, we're getting fouls 80 feet from the basket and just getting a bunch of silly stuff that kind of got us in foul trouble. I was able to stay ahead and get in the locker room, you know, by 9, and I talked to him. I said, well, we haven't played well. We'll be able to come back out, go back to the starters, and we should be all right. And, you know, we just wasn't really executing our offense that well. They were pressuring us, you know, really well. And you got to give Southern Cloud credit for it because, you know, they're an emotional team, and they did a nice job of getting themselves pumped up for that. We didn't respond to it as well as we kind of needed to. But overall, I was really happy with the kids' attitudes, you know, because they could have got upset a few times. Instead, they played through it. Brady got in foul trouble, and he wasn't able to play much of the game, and that really hurt us. But all that being said, I was really happy with the bench guys giving us the minutes they did. I thought they got us through the first half and really helped us out. You know, Brandon hit some key shots there in the second half when we really needed them, but I think Kel and I and Brandon were talking afterwards that there was a really long stretch. The score was 41-36, and we were having empty possessions again. But it really emphasized why we focus on our defenses, mm-hmm. because when you go on those stretches, you can't be giving up points. We weren't scoring, but we were able to go down and keep them from scoring. And then I think Brandon finally hit a 15-foot jumper. It took the lid off and then was able to get to the free throw line to kind of finish it off. But you know, I thought Anthony Hinkie did a really nice job there in the fourth, and I thought Blake Perez did too, especially after Brady fouled out. We actually decided to go with a fairly small, quick lineup to see if we could counteract, and I think that worked for the defensive side of it. And I was really proud of you know, that everybody coming in. I told the kids, you know, I wouldn't put you in if I didn't have confidence in you. And we had, you know, played 10 guys in a close, tight game, and that's exactly what we're going to need, is to be able to find that and if and when we get in foul trouble again, to be able to do something like that.
So again, you're 5-1 now going into the break. We'll take a couple weeks off here, Coach. We wish you a Merry Christmas, and we'll talk to you again in January, right?
Hey, that sounds good. Thank you, Dusty.
Our St. John's Tipton Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Browns Electronics, Willow Springs Services Incorporated in Beloit, and Nextech.
With Nextech's $89 TV and internet bundle, it's like Christmas all year long. This awesome package includes TV Now and tons of free features, including HD, DVR, and replay TV. And with TV Now, no cable boxes are required. Your $89 bundle also includes blazing fast 30 meg internet and a 24-month price lock guarantee. You'll get an extra gift from Nextech too, a free Fire TV stick to watch your TV now on. Add Nextech TV or Internet and enjoy the $89 Super Bundle.
From all of us at Willow Springs Services, wishing you and yours a safe and trouble-free holiday season. When celebrating this season, remember those separated from us serving in the armed services. And give it a thought to paying our good fortune forward to those less fortunate than ourselves, not only in this holiday season, but all year long.
Happy Holidays!
Stop in Brown's Electronics at 705 North Midland Beloit. If you're looking for a new phone, they're a Verizon authorized retailer. Check out all their new plans, devices, and accessories that are available now. Also, if you're looking for the newest in television service, they offer Dish Network plans. Dish also has the Hopper 3, a whole home DVR system that allows you to record up to 16 shows at once on a 2 TB hard drive and also gives you the option to watch TV on any device anywhere, plus many more great features. Learn more at Brown's Electronics, 705 North Midland Beloit, or call them at 738-3332.
We continue in the Northern Plains League with Lakeside Knight head coaches Travis Eberle and Drew Dusky. For the latest NPL information on the web, check out ncksports.com. The Lakeside Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Brush Art Corporation in Downs, the State Bank of Downs, and by Nextech.
And back in the Locker Room Chats here on Kitty Country 94, kittycountry94.com. Travis Eberle joining us now, the head coach of the Lakeside Lady Knights basketball team. 2 games since we talked last, Coach. Chase there on Friday night, a tough 39-38 loss, but you bounced back with a 43-40 win at Logan on Monday night. What were some of the differences you saw between these two games and being able to finally pick up a win there to get back on the winning track?
Well, you know, when we went to Chase and we just come out flat and we just played flat the whole game. We had couldn't put the bucks in the basket in the bucket. We just, you know, everything was in and out. We probably shot the fourth that I've probably seen a Lakeside team shoot since I've been coaching, and you know, we just struggled getting the ball inside and getting shots, and Chase shot well, and they shot probably the best I've ever seen them shoot, and I'm not going to take anything away from them. They played better than us that night, and they deserved the win, and we just had to move on and focus on playing Logan.
So again, you pick up the win there. Logan, what stood out the most on that one?
Well, we just come out and we played like we should play every game. We played good defense and moved the ball. We shot extremely well. You know, we shot free throws well and rebounded well. It was just all around good performance. And, you know, and that's what I've been telling the girls all year. You know, we've kind of been struggling with, you know, making baskets when we're open and securing the boards when we get rebounds. You know, we've lost a lot of rebounds and not getting position. And, you know, I told them it was a good win to go out on, you know, going into the Christmas break. And the attitudes were good, you know, with the kids. You know, and that makes a difference. You know, we've kind of been struggling this year on these first 7 games. You know, I was hoping to be 500, you know, or one win more or less, whatever way you look at it. But it is what it is. We just got to move on and keep working in practice and making ourselves better and making the team more of a unity instead of individual players, you know, wanting to play. And we just got to come together as a team. I think we did that on Monday at Logan. So it was good to get the win.
Travis Eberle, the coach of the Lakeside Lady Knights. Coach, we'll have a couple weeks off here. We'll talk to you again on the second week there in January about Pike Valley.
Yep, thanks, Dustin. Have a Merry Christmas.
All right, you do the same, Travis.
The State Bank of Downs is proud to support the Lakeside Knights, and they send out their best wishes to all of the Lakeside scholars and athletes this year. The State Bank of Downs can take care of all your banking needs, checking accounts, savings accounts, time certificates, and loans of all types. They are locally owned and operated and have been serving and supporting the community and surrounding area since 1892. Internet banking and debit cards are also available. That's the State Bank of Downs, member FDIC.
This message brought to you by Brush Art Corporation in Downs, helping customers build leading brands within their respective industry. Brush Art Corporation of Downs is proud to support Lakeside High School activities during this school year.
With Nextech's $89 TV and internet bundle, it's like Christmas all year long. This awesome package includes TV Now and tons of free features, including HD, DVR, and replay TV. And with TV Now, no cable boxes are required. Your $89 bundle also includes blazing fast 30 meg internet and a 24-month price lock guarantee. You'll get an extra gift from Nextech too, a free Fire TV stick to watch your TV Now on. Add Nextech TV or internet and enjoy the $89 super bundle.
Welcome back in the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. Our final chat of the first semester with Drew Dusky, the head coach of the Lakeside boys basketball team. Two wins since we talked last, coach. A nice 45-24 win over Chase there on Friday night at home. And then he went out to Logan, 46-43 win on Monday night. Just overall, these last two games, what are some of the things that you've seen from the group?
I think we've been playing fairly well. Obviously it's good to pick up two wins before you go off for Christmas break. And you know, being able to go on Christmas break at 5-2, that's probably better than I thought where we might be at this point. I think defensively we've been playing very well. We rebounded the ball well the last couple of games. Trying to force teams to keep them out of the lane and make tough shots from the outside. Offensively, still a little stagnant at times and not hitting open shots where I think we should. But overall, I feel pretty good about where we're at right now.
So when you go into the break here, as you said, 5-2, you have a little time off here. Next game will be January 4th against Pike Valley. What are some of the things you focus on during the break and trying to put in?
Just not really doing anything different. Just trying to keep the boys' heads, in the season, and not losing focus. I think it's sometimes it's hard. You go into break, and especially we won, I think, the last four or whatever games. Being comfortable and being content with where we're at, and just trying to get better every day in practice and keeping them motivated to work hard.
Drew Dusky, the coach of the Lakeside Knights here in the Locker Room Chats. Thank you for the time, coach. Wish you a Merry Christmas. We'll talk to you again in January, all right?
All right, thanks, Dusty.
Our Lakeside Locker Room Chats are brought to you by the State Bank of Downs, Brushar Corporation in Downs, and Nextech.
Nextech provides brilliant business intelligence. That means if your network goes down or computer quits, you won't have to panic. Cyber attack? Data breach? Rest easy. Nextech can be your IT manager, your cybersecurity expert, your data storage system, and your hacker defense system. The list goes on and on. We defend, monitor, and respond to issues around the clock, 24/7, so you can be the expert at your business while Nextech protects it. Nextech. Phenomenal business solutions.
This message brought to you by Brush Art Corporation in Downs, helping customers build leading brands within their respective industry. Brush Art Corporation of Downs is proud to support Lakeside High School activities during this school year.
The State Bank of Downs is proud to support the Lakeside Knights, and they send out their best wishes to all of the Lakeside scholars and athletes this year. The State Bank of Downs can take care of all your banking needs, checking accounts, savings accounts, time certificates, and loans of all types. They are locally owned and operated and have been serving and supporting the community and surrounding area since 1892. Internet banking and debit cards are also available. That's the State Bank of Downs, member FDIC.
We continue our Locker Room Chats on this Thursday with Rock Hills head coaches Jamie Harvey and Nick Meisner. Remember to catch your favorite basketball team in action with our high school basketball games of the week on Tuesday and Friday nights on Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 Lake and online at katycountry94.com. The Rock Hills Grizzlies Locker Room Chats are sponsored by Mankato Professional Pharmacy, Kears Thriftway in Mankato, and by Bonert Welding in Jewel.
And welcome back to the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. Jamie Harvey joining us now, the head coach of the Rock Hills girls basketball team. Coach, tough one for you the last time out there Friday night. You took on St. John's Tipton to end the first semester here. Only had seven suited up there that night. St. John's Tipton got off to a pretty good start and a very good team they have over there. You fall 47-18 in that one. What do you see there Friday night and from your team, and what stood out the most, I guess, in that loss?
Yeah, we were short players. One of our starters was not able to suit up. That was Eve, and that hurt. She's a pretty aggressive kid, so not having her out there definitely didn't help the situation. St. John's is good. They're big and strong, and it's hard when you only have so many kids. I mean, it's hard at practice when you can't go up and down the court five on five and get accustomed to doing that.
So, again, you go into the break 1-4 here now, and you've had some ups but some downs as well here early this season. As you go into this break and some of the things that you're looking at, what do you want to accomplish during this time off as you get ready for the second semester?
Yeah, just my goal is just to get these kids stronger, get more accustomed to running the offense and getting stronger on defense, and hopefully I can bring in enough people where we can go 5-on-5 over break, and we take on Chase when we come back. I think that's a winnable game for us if we come prepared.
Overall with Chase, since we won't talk again before that, what do you see from them this year, and maybe some of the things you've known from the past about them? How do you think you stack up with them?
Yeah, I don't really know much about them right at the moment. I mean, I've heard that they don't have very many kids either, so it'll probably be a good competition. And hopefully that's a long drive, so hopefully we can stay focused on that long drive down there and get a win.
Jamie Harvey, the head coach of the Rock Hills Lady Grizzlies, here in the locker room chat. Coach, thanks for the time. Take a couple weeks off here, and we'll talk to you again in January, all right?
Sounds good.
Ho, ho, ho. At Mankato Professional Pharmacy, they have the perfect Christmas gifts for those on your list, from candles to jewelry to cologne to perfume, toys for your little ones too. And during this holiday season, make sure to get your flu shot and cough medicine so you aren't sneezing. Mankato Professional Pharmacy is your good neighbor pharmacy, and they work to improve your health and the health of the community. Happy holidays from Santa and his elves at the Mankato Professional Pharmacy in downtown Mankato. Stop in today and let them take care of you. There's great savings now through Monday at Cure Thriftway in downtown Mankato. They have in the meat department best choice spiral sliced ham, whole or half, bone in for $1.79 a pound. It's now through Monday at Cure Thriftway in downtown Mankato. Check out the savings today through Monday at Cure Thriftway downtown Mankato. They have cooked super trim ham, whole or shank half, bone in, $1.49 a pound. It's now through Monday at Cure Thriftway downtown Mankato.
Deb, Daryl, Damon, and all the crew at Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas, would like to wish good luck to the area teams this sports season. And if you're needing seed for the upcoming planting season, stop in and talk to Daryl or Damon. Let them help you with the Pioneer Seed for your operation. And if you're needing welding work done, the folks at Bonert Welding can get the job done for you. That's Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas.
Welcome back in the locker room chats on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. Nick Meisner joining us now, the head coach of the Rock Hills boys basketball team. Tough one for your team last time out, Coach, with St. John's Tipton there on Friday night. They really got on you early and seemed like your shots weren't hitting there early on and kind of got out of hand. You fall 61-33. What caused the most problems there for you on Friday night?
Oh, I mean, St. John's always has a good, you know, aggressive man defense, and with our young team, you know, we've got to overcome that a little bit by just being a little tougher ourselves, in my opinion. But, you know, you got to tip your hat to St. John's Tipton on, you know, they play really good, smart, hard defense, and that's pretty hard to do and maintain at the high school level. And we just got to deal with it and you know, be patient on offense because they do the full court press. And, you know, we broke it initially about every time, you know, and then we got past half court and sped us up a little bit, and one or two passes and a quick shot and a one and out rebound. You know, that's as good as a turnover. So, you know, they sped us up. We just got to be more patient, handle the ball. We had a lot of unforced turnovers too, a lot of travels and carry calls that we need to clean up. We got a little tighter officiating crew on some of that, and they were the right calls, but we didn't adjust, and that really hurt us too on the offensive part, you know, to go along with not shooting the ball well. I think we only had two trays, and we've been averaging, you know, 6-7 trays a game for the most part, so that hurt. And then going 4-for-16 from the free throw line, I'm scratching my head on what to do there because it's been tough. That's been one of the things we've been really weak on, and we've got to improve there as well on the offensive end. Defensively, you know, I thought we did a pretty good job holding the Bates kid to 4. We did a little, you know, boxing one and diamond one on him, but then we kind of forgot about the Pollen and Dameron kid that each had 21. So, you can't forget about their other scores either, and those are their top three guys, and Dubert too. But, St. John's Tipton's just got a lot of weapons, and defensively we got to get better, but, we'll work on it. We're a young team. I think, hopefully playing our worst game of the season there, and we'll have nothing to improve on, after that.
Again, you're in the break now, and you won't have another game until January 4th against Chase. Between now and then, some quick thoughts. What do you want to do to get ready for that second semester?
We got to refocus on the defensive end. Some of our younger guys, they can shoot the ball, but they got to realize there's going to be off nights, and you got to shore up the defensive end. So rebounding, playing smarter, harder defense, that's going to be the keys coming up, because no matter what, in the end, you got to be able to fall back on that and kind of win some grinders, as I like to call them anyway, and when the offense isn't flowing, because from here on out, you get the league play in the league tournament and the postseason, the defense gets tougher and stingier, and that's what carries a team to a championship. So we've got to refocus on that and just get better at the defensive end.
Nick Meisner, the head coach of the Rock Hills Grizzlies, here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks for the time. Like I said, we'll take a couple weeks off here. We'll talk to you again in January, all right?
All right, sounds good, Dusty.
Our Rock Hills Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Mankato Professional Pharmacy, Keir Swiftway in Mankato, and Bonert Welding in Jewell.
Deb, Daryl, Damon, and all the crew at Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas, would like to wish good luck to the area teams this sports season. And if you're needing seed for the upcoming planting season, stop in and talk to Daryl or Damon. Let them help you with the Pioneer Seed for your operation. And if you're needing welding work done, the folks at Bonert Welding can get the job done for you. That's Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas.
You'll find great savings now through Monday at Keir Swiftway, downtown Mankato. In the produce department, they have 5-pound boxes of Halo's Clementines for $3.99. Now through Monday at Keir Swiftway, downtown Mankato. Check out the savings now through Monday at Keir Swiftway, downtown Mankato. Produce department, they have 10-pound bags of Best Choice Russet Potatoes for $2.99. It's now through Monday at Keir Swiftway, downtown Mankato. Ho, ho, ho! At Mankato Professional Pharmacy, they have the perfect Christmas gifts for those on your list. From candles to jewelry to cologne to perfume, toys for your little ones too. And during this holiday season, make sure to get your flu shot and cough medicine so you aren't sneezing. Mankato Professional Pharmacy is your good neighbor pharmacy, and they work to improve your health and the health of the community. Happy holidays from Santa and his elves at the Mankato Professional Pharmacy in downtown Mankato. Stop in today and let them take care of you.
We now turn our attention to the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs and their head hoop coaches, Craig Batchman and Jeff Starkey. Remember to tune in to the Tuesday and Friday night games of the week on KD Country 94 and Z96.3. And you can also hear all the exciting action online, KDCountry94.com. The Sylvan Lucas Mustang Locker Room Chats are sponsored by the Bennington State Bank.
And welcome back on the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94, KDCountry94.com. Craig Batchman with us now, the head coach of the Sylvan Lucas girls basketball team. Coach, you've improved to 5-1, picking up another win since we last talked there Friday night at Pike Valley, winning 40-23. Get a career high of 20 from Lexi Neal in that game for you. So she scored half of your points, and you guys were able to pick up a 17-point win. What were some of the things that you noticed there on Friday night that you liked from your squad?
We came out and executed on offense. We moved the ball well, got some open shots, and started knocking them down right at the beginning. And the game went on. We started missing those shots that we were knocking down in the first quarter, so we struggled there a little bit. But I felt like the girls got after it defensively and started getting some rebounds and doing a good job defensively that way.
So can you go into the break at 5-1 now, and you have a chance to maybe gather yourself a little bit? I know this is always a good time if you're nicked up or anything like that to heal up, but what are some of the things you focus on over the break?
So far we've just been working on executing on offense, taking care of the ball. Beginning of the season, we started out with having too many turnovers and stuff, but we've done a lot of things to work on taking care of the ball, making better decisions. And then also, just continuing what we have been doing, getting after it defensively and getting a little extra running in.
So you'll focus on getting ready now for Tescott. That's the first game out of the break. We won't talk to you before that. So what are some of the things you hope to do? You beat them once already this season, 42-20 at their place. What do you need to do the second time around?
You got to show up and be ready to play. Tescott, you know, they got some good shooters on their team. You know, they were missing one of their players when we played them the first time. So I expect when we come out, we're going to have to be ready to play against Tescott and get after it again.
Craig Batchman, the head coach of the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs, here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks for the time, and we'll have a couple weeks off here. Wish you happy holidays. We'll talk to you again in January, right?
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
We've been there in the good times, been there when times were lean.
Are you getting what you need from your bank? At Bennington State Bank, we've been serving rural Kansas for over 125 years. Bennington State Bank has locations to serve you in Lucas and Sylvan Grove. Bennington State Bank has consistently received the highest rating for safety and soundness and has been successfully helping farmers and ranchers for more than a century. Come see the difference with Bennington State Bank with locations in Lucas and Sylvan Grove. Member FDIC.
Bennington State Bank, where you going, where you been?
And welcome back in the Locker Room Chats, our final Thursday night Locker Room Chats, the first semester of the 2018-19 season, joined by Jeff Starkey, the head coach of the Sylvan Lucas boys basketball team. Coach, you stay unbeaten there with a win on Friday night over Pike Valley, 50-23. You get 14 from J.C. Hill and 13 from Jonah Hill there, and just kind of continue to move right along here. Nice win on the road at Cortland. What were your thoughts of the way the kids played Friday night?
Yeah, I think we got off to a slow start there in the first quarter, and then once the kids settled down, we kind of were able to build lead, you know, quarter by quarter there as the game continued. Thought we played pretty hard, shared the ball, passed the ball well, and good to come away with the W.
The defensive effort there, I know you're concerned about the Reeves kid over there, and Pike Valley does have some kids that can score, but you held them to just 23. You've been doing that really defensively all season. What's been the trick to that for your squad?
I think just playing hard, you know, and the kids, you know, playing together. You know, we like to play a lot of man-to-man defense, and if you get down and play hard, you know, move your feet and communicate and work together, you got a chance to be effective on that end of the floor.
Again, that was your final game before the break here, so you'll have a little time off. What are some of the things that you focus on as a head coach during this break and getting ready for that second semester start against Tescott there on the 4th of January?
We'll spend, you know, our Christmas break really working on, you know, maybe adding some things that maybe we haven't covered or talked about, and then also looking a lot of individual improvement, especially being, you know, the first year coaching here. We'll take a look at what skills maybe we don't have as a group and work on those, and then also individually and maybe do some individual time with certain kids over this break.
Jeff Starkey, the head coach of the Sylvan Lucas boys basketball team here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks again for the time this week. We'll give you a couple weeks off. Talk to you again in January, all right?
All right, thank you.
Our Sylvan Lucas Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Bennington State Bank.
We've been there in the good times, been there when times were lean. Bennington State Bank.
Are you getting what you need from your bank? At Bennington State Bank, we've been serving rural Kansas for over 125 years. Bennington State Bank has locations to serve you in Lucas and Sylvan Grove. Bennington State Bank has consistently received the highest rating for safety and soundness and has been successfully helping farmers and ranchers for more than a century. Come see the difference with Bennington State Bank with locations in Lucas and Sylvan Grove. Member FDIC.
Bennington State Bank, where you going, where you been?
Thanks for tuning in to the Thursday Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Tune in again next Thursday to hear more from the basketball coaches at St. John's Tipton, Lakeside, Rock Hills, and Sylvan Lucas. We invite you to listen again next Wednesday and Thursday at 5:10 as we'll get the latest basketball news from the head coaches of the Beloit Trojans, Osborne Bulldogs, Smith Center Redmen, Lincoln Leopards, Thunder Ridge Longhorns, St. John's Tipton Blue Jays, Lakeside Knights, Rock Hills Grizzlies, and the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs.